USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is out. In a statement, the board of directors said it decided they needed a change of leadership to restore confidence in the company. Financial analyst Kelly Brothers says the delay surrounding the 737 MAX fix is likely why Muilenburg is out.
For whatever reason, they have not been able to get the plane back in the air, and that impacts a lot of people, not only at Boeing, but their vendors, their customers.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is firing back at President Trump over his criticisms of the House impeachment process. The House Speaker tweeting, President Trump blocked his own witnesses and documents from the House and from the American people. She also says that the House cannot choose their impeachment managers until they know what sort of trial the Senate will conduct. One thing we do know, that trial will not begin at least until early January when the House and Senate are back in session. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Blue cases across the country are on the rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The CDC says there have been around 1,800 flu-related deaths so far this season, and that number includes 19 children who've died. Federal health officials say all portions of the country have been seeing an increase in flu activity, with widespread illness clustered in 19 states, mostly in the South and West. At least 3.7 million flu cases have been confirmed. 32,000 people have been hospitalized.
Justice is being served for a Washington Post columnist killed in Saudi Arabia. Five men connected to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi were sentenced to death. Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor announced the sentence on Monday, adding that three others had been sentenced to years behind bars. Khashoggi, who was Saudi-born and living in the United States, was last seen in Turkey's Saudi consulate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump doesn't like how the impeachment process is playing out. In a tweet, the president called it the most unfair trial in the history of Congress. He's also accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of crying for fairness in the Senate while she broke all the rules. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is suggesting that Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia represent the president during that Senate impeachment trial. The Georgia Republican reacts to that news.
Well, I think there's always conversation with whatever the president and his team needs from, of course, the gentleman, our leader mentioned are going to be great as far as, you know, working to do whatever we can. We've been working on this. We've been working on this sham impeachment for the last few months. And, you know, whatever the president needs in this regard from the House, I think we've already shown the ability to just blow up the case that the Democrats tried to make on this president. When the president is simply doing the American people's business, they're just trying to impeach him because, again, as you said earlier, it's clock and calendar. They got an election that they're trying to influence, and that's next year's election, and they don't care how they do it.
President Donald Trump is the main reason behind the strength of the stock market. That's at least according to Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert Shiller. He joins CNBC's Trading Nation and says the president...
I put Trump as the primary cause of the recent strength in the market, even though he's being impeached. He just gives he's a motivational speaker. We've never had a motivational speaker president before. He knows how to create animal spirits.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.